Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Catherine Alexander, who founded the Art of Leadership Impact because she realized that we have gotten leadership all wrong. She is also author of What's It Mean? Shifting to Green, which discusses how sustainability has been misunderstood or maybe not understood, and that we have been mesmerized by short-term thinking when the current challenges require a long-term vision. So Catherine is here to discuss that with us. Welcome, Catherine.
Well, thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
Now, we always hear this word. It's a trending word. It's kind of been in vogue for the last 5-10 years or so, which is sustainability. What do you specifically mean by that word, Catherine?
What I mean by that word, and the reason why it's such a big shift, is that we need to become a partner, even a co-creator with the planet, with Earth, with nature, so that we can all evolve together on a healthy planet. We've so often seen nature as either a bank that we take money out of, we rarely deposit, however, or we see it as an enemy, something that we have to overcome or surmount or beat into submission. And that attitude is sort of the foundation of the problems that we have, because we make decisions from that perspective. How can I win, or what can I get? And neither of those really enable the planet or nature to give us what is potential there. We actually limit our opportunities. But if we start to see ourselves as a partner and learn to work with the energies and the principles and the function of how nature actually works, then it's like going floating downstream in the river. You're carried along instead of having to battle that current.
Yeah, like salmon, right? Swimming upstream.
Yeah.
We don't want to
exactly.
be salmon.
Yeah.
So now, Catherine, why is leadership such a big deal when it comes to organizations pursuing the sustainability and a partnership?
Well, if you are actually going to change the way you think, then it's a whole organizational shift. Everybody has to change. Leaders are really used to delegating. That's, you know, one of the ways that we think about leaders, is that they're the ones who tell other people what to do. But you can't do that here. It's not possible. Nobody knows the answer. And actually, since everything has to change, everybody has to start looking at their own job and discover what needs to change. And then they have to be allowed to make those changes. And those changes have to be coordinated. So it's a much more complex shift than we've ever faced before. So leadership then becomes more facilitator and model than dictator.
And Catherine, you talk a lot about the sustainable value set. What is that and why is it so important?
There's a couple of answers to that. And one is not very simple, so I'm only going to touch on it very briefly because it's a much more complex answer. It has to do with systems and understanding how systems are put together. Values actually form systems. Certain values actually form systems. And that is hugely impactful in many, many ways. But the short answer is that the value set, the system of values called that I call the sustainable value set, have actually been distilled from how nature works. So it can be used even as a checklist to go down and say, are we doing this? Are we doing this? Does this decision make this happen kind of thing? Without actually having a great deal more understanding, because it allows you to, it forces you to think more deeply and more complexly about your decisions. So the sustainable value set consists of 15 values, and the two that are the most important are that all actions create the conditions that support life. This was distilled by Jeannie Benyus of biomimicry fame. And the second one is that all actions should contribute to the integrity of the whole. We think in parts and pieces, we don't think in wholes. And life, for the first one, I capitalized, because for human beings, life for us is much more than existence. We will actually die if we don't feel loved, if we don't feel valued. Children in orphanages who are not held and loved will actually die. So we need a meaningful life. We need to feel value. We need to have our spirit vitalized, revitalized. So all actions should enhance the human spirit, as well as allow for the life, the existence of every other living thing on the planet. So when you start to think that way, you can see the enormity of the change that we're undergoing. It is really a major, major shift.
And Catherine, speaking of this change and the shift, you've broken it down into a six-step process for a company to hopefully simplify that for them. How easy is the six-step process? And then also, if a company was just going to do one thing, what would that be?
It's not easy because it's so complex. The things that can be done are simple, but they're not easy. Changing habits is not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. If you're an alcoholic and you need to stop drinking, that's simple, but it's not easy. So the six steps kind of form a context for making that change and kind of point you in the direction of the kinds of things you need to think about. And if there's one thing that a company needs to do, I think it really is to start asking themselves for every decision they make, does this really create the conditions that support the life, the vibrancy, the spirit that we want in our organization and our organization to stand for in the larger community?
Well, Catherine, we are running out of time, but I want to thank you, of course, for being here, and also remind our listeners that you can learn much more about Catherine Alexander and her book, What's It Mean? Shifting to Green, on her website, which is the same name as the book title, What's It Mean? Shifting to Green.com. And you can also learn more about her upcoming webinars, including We're Not in Kansas Anymore, 4 Practical Strategies for the Spiritually Fluent Leader, on the events page of her site, which is simply What's It Mean? shiftingtogreen.com/events. So thank you, Catherine, again for being here.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings with the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.